Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Okay, so our source material today is something a bit different. Wonderfully unexpected, actually. We're not digging into, you know, market trends or the usual political theories. Instead, we're really immersing ourselves in excerpts from a short, but, well, quite powerful narrative. Leela, The Leaf Who Flew.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic choice for a deep dive, honestly, because sometimes the most complex truths, they shine brightest when they're packaged simply. We often look to, say, dense text for insights on ambition or determination, but those really sticky, memorable ideas about, you know, defying the path everyone expects you to take, sometimes you find them best in stories like this. We're kind of performing a textual extraction here, pulling out the core philosophical lessons from what's basically a children's story about a leaf.
And our mission is exactly that. To extract that foundational wisdom, especially as it relates to setting goals that seem, well, impossible. The story starts by introducing this little red leaf named Leela, who has this huge, almost nature-defying dream. She whispers this desire, right? Something that goes completely against what leaves are supposed to do. She says, I don't want to just fall. I want to fly like the birds.
And that statement right there, it immediately sets up the conflict. It's a conflict every ambitious person, maybe you listening, faces at some point.
Yeah.
The gap between accepted reality and what you desire, the transformation you want, leaves, I mean, their whole nature is to flutter down, right? Back to the ground. Birds, on the other hand, they master the air. It's what they do. And this rigid difference gets hammered home immediately by her, let's call it social circle, specifically her friend Mapleton. Mapleton delivers the ultimate reality check.
Oh, that line from Mapleton is just brutal in its simplicity, isn't it? Silly Leela, that's just the way it is.
It really is. It's like the voice of the status quo speaking directly. That one dismissive line, it perfectly establishes the mold, the perceived limitation that Leela is determined to break. It sums up every piece of conventional wisdom that tells you, you know, the learner, that your goal just isn't compatible with who you are or where you are right now. The story tells us straight off. The fight for ambition. It's often a fight against simple resignation.
So if the challenge is simply the way it is, Leela's response wasn't to just accept it, it was action. Let's unpack how the story shows determination. Because it wasn't just like passive wishing. This is a huge takeaway. It was focused preparation. She actually committed to specific goal-oriented actions.
That's such a critical distinction the source makes. Real determination needs specificity. It's not vague. Leela didn't just vaguely try harder, no. She flapped her edges whenever the wind blew. She practiced twists and spins. And then there's that fascinating bit where she seeks external help. She actually asked a passing butterfly for lessons.
Right. And when she was flapping her edges, it wasn't like she was trying to become a bird or a tree. She was using the physics of being a leaf to try and work with the wind. It's sort of an analogy for working within your own skill set, isn't it?
Right.
But pushing its potential.
Precisely. She wasn't trying to fundamentally transform herself first. She was trying to master her current form, her leafness. And that attempt to learn from the butterfly, well, it shows that willingness to seek mentorship, right, from those who've achieved something similar. Even if the mentor, the butterfly, is completely different in nature, she's basically trying to reverse engineer flight using whatever resources she can find.
But I do wonder about the efficiency of that. I mean, if you're a leaf, asking a butterfly how to fly. Isn't there a kind of inherent mismatch there? The story includes a setback, right? Those lessons didn't just magically work.
No, they absolutely did not. And this is probably the most crucial part of this section for anyone listening. Real determination gets tested when that focused effort leads to, well, necessary failure. The source notes Leela tumbled like a clumsy ballerina. She put in the work, she sought advice, and she still ended up looking awkward.
And if you, the listener, have ever thrown yourself into something new, a project, a skill, maybe learning a language, you know exactly that clumsy ballerina feeling.
Yeah.
You've done the prep, put in the hours, and the result just feels graceless, ineffective even.
Right. And that feeling, that's often the tipping point where people just retreat. They go back to the comfort of, well, that's just the way it is. But the story forces us to look past that immediate lack of grace. The setback here, it isn't really a critique of her effort. It's more a critique of expecting immediate, perfect results. Leela didn't suddenly soar like a bird, no. But she absolutely refused to let the awkwardness of that tumble stop her pursuit. So the takeaway is really that determination is about continuing the effort after you hit that clumsy phase.
That makes the breakthrough that comes later even more meaningful, doesn't it? She laid the groundwork, despite the clumsiness. So what finally triggers the leap then? It wasn't Leela perfecting her butterfly moves, was it? It was more like an external force meeting her internal readiness.
That's it, exactly. It's that beautiful collision of preparation and opportunity. The story says, one breezy afternoon, the wind grew strong. The wind is the catalyst here, that big external push or chance that forces the issue. And it wasn't gentle either. The narrative describes the wind almost shouting, ready or not.
And the action that follows is so definitive. It's the real commitment moment.
Totally. There's this decisive break, physical, emotional, from her old life, her old way of being. With a snap, Leela broke free from the branch and whooshed into the air. That snapping sound. That's the final act of bravery, you could say. It's that point where you stop just planning and you commit fully. You let go of the safety of the branch, knowing maybe there's no going back.
And the moment she commits, the flight sequence starts. And this is where the story just throws all conventional expectations out the window. If she had imagined this smooth upward glide like a bird, well, she was wrong. This ride was glorious because it was chaotic and unexpected.
And that chaotic, definitely non-linear path, that's the aha moment for anyone chasing a really big goal. Leela didn't achieve her dream by perfectly mimicking birds. She achieved it by maximizing the unique potential of being a leaf under extraordinary circumstances.
So tell us about the specifics then. What did this non-traditional success actually look like?
Well, it was pure maximized leafness in action. She spun and twirled, zooming past squirrels, and she swooped over a pumpkin patch. These aren't bird actions. These are the actions of a highly motivated leaf caught in a strong wind.
But the detail that really sticks with you, it's that accidental collaboration, isn't it? That temporary partnership that kind of embodies unexpected help.
Oh, absolutely. The source gives us that amazing, slightly absurd visual. She ended up riding the back of a goose for a moment. That goose, it's the ultimate metaphor for serendipity and success, maybe. You don't plan for the goose. You just keep going on your determined path until maybe that unexpected assist shows up. It really confirms that the path to your goal often involves using resources or circumstances or even people you never, ever planned on engaging with.
And during this wild, chaotic ride, maybe slightly accidental success, she doesn't wait for someone else to tell her she's doing it. She validates her own journey, right? Internally, declaring, I'm not just falling, I'm flying.
That declaration is the pivot. It's the difference between just acknowledging, say, a temporary situation and actually defining your experience. Despite maybe riding a goose or spinning awkwardly, she felt the flight. She redefined her own experience in real time. That's powerful.
But here's maybe a point to pause on. Was that feeling, that internal validation, enough? Or did the external validation matter too? Because the story does give her recognition. The birds clapped their wings, the children below cheered, even Mapleton, her old doubter, swayed proudly from the tree.
Yeah, that external recognition, especially from the established experts, the birds, it serves a really important narrative function, I think. It confirms that her efforts were noticed, that she successfully redefined what was possible, at least for her, for a leaf. And Mapleton swaying proudly. That's the ultimate confirmation. She didn't just change her own trajectory. She maybe shifted the expectations of her whole peer group. She proved that the way it is often just a widely accepted limitation, not necessarily an unbreakable law of physics.
Okay, so let's fast forward then to the conclusion, because this is where the nuance really hits home. We've had the triumph, the cheering, the goose ride. Fantastic. But the journey ends, well, inevitably. Leela didn't stay in the sky forever.
Correct. The story demands that ultimate reality check. She eventually drifted down into a pile of golden leaves.
So she landed in the pile, just like every other leaf, presumably. The destination, technically speaking, was the same as the leaf who never even dreamed of flying.
And this is where we really have to challenge the narrative's implication, or rather, understand it deeply. If the outcome is the same, what was the point? What was the value? The source makes a critical distinction here, and it answers that question. The triumph wasn't in avoiding the destination, it was in redefining the process of getting there. The narrative confirms, even though she ended up in the pile, for that one glorious ride, she truly flew.
So the goal wasn't actually to become a bird permanently, but to experience the absolute maximization of her potential before the inevitable end. The experience itself is the reward.
Exactly that. The fulfillment came from the active, determined attempt to reach her highest potential, whatever that looked like for her. We often look at goals, you know, whether they're professional or intellectual, in very binary terms, success or failure based purely on the final state. Did you get the job? Did you finish the project? Layla's story teaches us, maybe, to measure success also by the quality of the journey, the bravery it took, and the self-definition achieved during that ride. She literally turned falling into flying for a time.
Okay, this brings us back then to the direct teachings the story offers. For you listening right now, what are the core concepts we really need to carry forward from this?
Well, first and foremost, I'd say it's the power of determination combined with imagination, that ability to visualize a future that seems to contradict your current nature or situation. Second, the absolute necessity of believing in yourself, especially when you're getting that Mapleton-style reality check from the world, you know, believing even if others doubt them.
And finally, there's that explicit summary statement from the story, which kind of brings it all together for us.
Yes. The final stated lesson is the one that allows you maybe to break the mold without feeling you need to become a completely different creature. It says, even if you don't fit the mold, your determination and bravery can turn dreams into reality. And crucially, those realities often look surprising. They look non-traditional. Maybe more like riding a goose than mastering flawless wing control.
So it really encourages you, the listener, to see your own unique set of circumstances, your own leafness, if you will, not just as a limitation, but as a set of tools. Tools to be maximized when that strong wind of opportunity hits. Leela's journey, it was about maximizing her potential with grit, yeah, but also a willingness to be clumsy and needing that strong wind. She went from accepting that's just the way it is to actively defining her own brief, glorious existence.
And that active pursuit of self-definition, it brings us to our final thought for you to maybe mull over. If the inevitable outcome for every leaf is indeed to land on the ground, to join the pile, which, you know, by analogy, is maybe the ultimate fate for all of us in some sense, what is the fundamental existential difference thinking about personal fulfillment, about identity? What's the difference between just falling passively resigned to how things are and Leela's bold, determined, sometimes clumsy experience of flying before she lands? Which path do you choose to take toward your own inevitable destination?